Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
We are rolling into festival season. It officially sort of kicks off this weekend. We'll talk about that coming up on your Be Morning Coffee Club. Real quick, though, we want to congratulate Caitlin from Shortsville. She just won fourth row tickets to see the Guitars and Stars show. And we will have another chance for you to win tickets coming up tomorrow morning. So Lilac Festival is upon us. It's that time of year already.
It's that time of year. It's the best time of the year. Guys, Friday, you'll be able to smell lilacs, kettle corn, hear the birds chirping, hear the live music and the people dancing. It's the best time of year in Rochester, New York, the Flower City.
She is hyped this morning.
I know. She loves.
I live for a Lilac Festival. I interned at the Lilac Festival years ago before I started my social media account. That's why. Because I worked 80 hours during the festival. The only day I took off was my birthday, which is probably why I'm obsessed with the Lilac Festival. Because it's always, my birthday always falls during it. It's usually what I go spend my day doing. But I got to hang out at the visitor's booth. If you didn't know there's a visitor's booth, there is. People would love to tell you about things going on. I had to take notes about who was there. So I wrote down like where they were from, if they weren't from Rochester. There are people from all over the world who come a lot of times because U of R, RIT, graduations are going on. So you've got people flying in for graduation. While they're here, they're like, oh, we'll go to the Lilac Festival.
Yeah.
International.
I drove past there 2 weekends ago, and I was shocked at how many people were in the park. Up at the bed where they have all the flowers.
I was there yesterday. I could barely find parking. I was like, oh, it's like a couple days before. It's a Monday. It's kind of gross outside where it's like misty.
There was literally hundreds of people. Why do I keep saying literally? There was hundreds of people
Did you know? The Lilac Festival originally started only because thousands of people randomly went to Highland Park to see the flowers. And they were like, hey, a lot of people... we're here this weekend. Should we like
make some money off of it?
We need to monetize this. There's a country
act. We can set
up
some booths and sell some kettle corn.
That smell is so good.
The kettle corn.
You can smell it from a mile away as you're driving over there towards the festival. So good. There's a country act there this week.
Chase Beckham, who was at our Guitars and Stars this past fall. He is going to be one of the performers. He's performing on Mother's Day. Trying to drag my mom out and be like, Mom, do you want to go see Chase Beckham? Let's go spend Mother's Day at the Lilac Festival.
That sounds like the same voice you talk to your dog with.
Duke!
You want to go to the festivals?
Just talk to all loved ones.
Festival season is upon us. Are you going? It's the Be Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. We're kind of split in the room. TJ is kind of on my side of things where I don't know if it's because I'm cheap. I don't know. I just can't go somewhere and enjoy myself spending an exorbitant amount of money for a hot dog and a soda or a beer. And then I like going for the arts and craftsy kind of stuff that you can't really get anywhere else. But it almost feels like that isn't really a big deal anymore, that it's all like, you know, the same people selling the same products in different booths, candles, mugs, you know, stuff like that.
But, so we're talking about festivals.
Yes, festivals in general.
I cannot believe either of you that in this great city where there are a variety of free festivals, we're like one of the biggest festival cities in the country.
It's free to get
in. You guys don't appreciate what's in your own backyard, cranking about how expensive everything is. It's free
to get in.
To get in.
The Lilac Festival is one of the biggest free festivals in the country. It's like in the top 10. Go smell some lilacs. You go for the ambiance. You don't have to spend money once you're there.
You could have gone last week and not dealt with the crowds and the parking issues, too. Well,
I went yesterday and I had to deal with the crowd and the parking issues pre-festival because everyone else had the same idea. So now it's probably going to be even less busy during the festival because everyone tried to go early.
I don't know why. I've never had FOMO, like the fear of missing out on things.
None.
And I have a problem with like,
I think for me, it's the crowds. I'm not a crowd person. I would much rather be alone somewhere or with a small group of people somewhere than be in the middle of a horde of thousands of people with their dogs and snakes and parrots. And
I overall,
nobody's bringing their snakes and parrots.
Do not make me go through my photos. I promise there's people walking around the festivals with snakes around
their
neck.
You just said you don't go to the festivals.
I have been there because of this job.
I have a limited...
Outside of that, I have not.
I have a limited number of festivals and theme parks. They all fall under the same thing for me that I can take a summer. And it's usually I do it for my family and maybe we'll go to the state fair. And then maybe we'll go to a 4th of July thing. Like I can do it very limited.
Well, you were just talking about trying to plan a vacation with the family. How much would it cost you to go to Universal?
$10,000.
Holy mackerel.
For like 3 to 4 days.
And you're cranking about the free festival down the street that you just have to drive to.
I'm cranking about all of it. I was like, there's no way. That's why I've never been able to go to Disney or Universal with my family. There is no way I can pay that to stand around.
I'm not poo-pooing any of that. I know it's some people's jam because there's thousands of people. It's just not for
me. You're like, it's expensive. It's this, it's that. Pack your lunch or eat beforehand. There's no saying, do you know how much money I spend at these festivals? No money. I go for the ambiance. I go for the music. I go for the flowers. I go for the smells. You can't just get the kettle corn smell. They don't make that in a candle.
Well, can you get a picture and just send it to us? Because that way...
Ain't no way it's falling apart already. They just finished that project. It's a B-Morning Coffee Club on WBEE, Billy, TJ, and Hope.
Our hybrid.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your websites, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads and grow your business fast.
Bridge, walking, I don't know, it's got, it's Pont de Reins.
Okay.
We're not fancy people, Hope.
It's the bridge, High Falls Gorge, from Brown's Race over to Jenny, the Pont de Reins Bridge.
Pont de Reins.
The Pont de Reins was ripped up and redone, and it was
like they took it down to the steel, right?
Down to the steel. It was kind of scary. I was like, I don't know how people work on that. So they just reopened this beautiful new bridge in December.
It opened on the day of the Jenny Keg tree lighting because they knew people were going to need to get over there. Yeah. So there was
this
like
parking garage.
It was like 11 a.m. They're like, ribbon cutting. Okay, people can start walking now.
Best place to see High Falls.
Yeah,
beautiful bridge. Already deteriorating.
Which, by the way, if you're ever downtown for a Red Wings game, give yourself like an extra 30, 40 minutes. Walk over to where High Falls is. When I bring artists through, when they come through the radio station for the first time, we usually go over and eat lunch at the Jenny Brew House. And they are always blown away by High Falls and how beautiful it is back there. And they're like, Where is everybody? I said, that's the question of the century right there.
We're one of the only cities with a waterfall flowing through downtown.
Yeah.
So this bridge, footbridge, is a huge part of our downtown.
There's benches built into it. You can hang out, look at the falls.
$1 million renovation already deteriorating. 3 months.
So this is like not the bridge itself, but like the surface, walkway. The actual paint job that was on top of this.
Yes.
Oh, geez.
Yes. So the surface coating already chipped away in a lot of the areas on top of it. So it looks terrible. And I don't know. I guess this newly redone, they're looking into it. They're saying, well, it must be the cement paint that we used. But for me, if it's a multi-million dollar project, nothing should be chipping away 3 months into it.
So right. The city on, this is from an article on News 10, NBC's website. City says, quote, it'll be redone at no cost to the city during the upcoming construction season after the city has determined the cause of the issue.
Mm-hmm.
So
once we know, you'll know. And don't worry, we'll fix it.
And it won't cost you anything.
Right.
Believe that when I see it. I want a scooter. There, I said it. Don't judge me. Don't judge me. And I haven't bought one yet. It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. So the scooters and those little e-bikes showed up all over the city. And they just look like so much fun to me. So I went down the rabbit hole of how much are these things? And you can get a decent one for like $1,000. But for me, that's a lot of money for a toy. It's literally a toy.
Well, the ones you see around town are valued anywhere from $1,000 to $3,500.
Yes.
So, and by the way, they keep getting thrown over there in the Genesee River. Somebody or some people are throwing these e-bikes and e-scooters right into our Genesee River right here in downtown Rochester. And
the way these things work, just for people who aren't familiar, they're just kind of all over town. They're just in little areas where you might see five or six of them here and there, and you use an app, and then you can rent them for a while, and your app unlocks it, and you just go zooming around town, and they look like a lot of fun.
They know that whoever threw this in, these bikes in there are not, it's not being done by the people who rely on this
right
day to day.
Because your credit card is attached to that.
Correct.
They know who had it last.
Yes. This is someone or something or a group of whatever that come after the fact. Somehow get it there because these aren't light.
They're like 80, 90 pounds.
And then they chuck it over into the river where the battery and everything else is sitting and doing harm to our water. And the thing is it's going to be a pain because they have to lower the flow for safety reasons.
Somebody from the bike scooter place has to go get them, right? These don't belong to the city.
Well, but the city's going to have to get them out of there.
Right.
They're going to have to lower the flow and make sure that everything's all safe so employees can get down there and pull this stuff out. And they could just see like three on the side. They don't even know how many are actually in under the water that can't be seen.
Right.
Remember whenever there was always a bunch of shopping carts?
Yeah.
It was always like shopping carts. Like, why are you throwing shopping carts?
Because they can.
Why are you throwing scooters?
Because they can. I don't know what other reason you would have other than you just want to break stuff.
One of my friends used to live by Cornhill, and he said he would watch people throw bikes into the river all the time.
Bikes?
Like, he would just, like, that was, like, the form of entertainment, was to chuck things
over
into the river.
Into the river.
Look how big of a splash that is.
Look at
it. You threw a rock in? Watch this.
By the way,
throw a bike in.
That is a TikTok thing, and I don't know which side of TikTok you're on. Men throwing things in water, and it's usually rocks. It's usually rocks.
I'm not on that side of TikTok.
Okay, so it would be, like, a giant rock into, you know, a pond somewhere. And you see how big of a splash you can get out of it. And it became a joke because the women would throw stuff into the ponds and the rivers and streams. And again, I'm talking rocks and, you know, stuff that's just sitting there on the shore. So they're not doing any damage. But the ladies would be like, hey, guys, check this out. And all of the comments were like 8 out of 10, 9 out of 10 with that splash. Good job. You got to chuck it out a little bit further, though.
Really?
I don't get it.
Clearly been a thing. It's always been a thing. But before we started throwing e-bikes in there, I guess we were just throwing regular bikes in there. And of course, now stores have figured out ways so you can't take their grocery carts.
Well, if we're talking downtown, there's no grocery stores. Closest one is East Avenue Wegmans.
Doesn't mean there's not grocery carts in there.
Excellent point.